The end to America's longest war came suddenly. The last military flight leaving Afghanistan 24 hours ahead of President Biden's arbitrarily set deadline. General Frank McKenzie of U.S. Central Command with grim news for many still in the country.
Look, there's a lot of heartbreak associated with this departure. We did not get everybody out that we wanted to get out. But I think if we'd stayed another 10 days, Louis, we wouldn't have gotten everybody out that we wanted to get out. And there still would have been people who would have been disappointed with that. It's a tough situation. But I want to emphasize again that simply because we have left, that doesn't mean the opportunities for both Americans that are in Afghanistan that want to leave and Afghans who want to leave, they will not be denied that opportunity. I think our Department of State is going to work that very hard in the days and weeks ahead.
The White House says the president's commitment to those Americans and Afghans is enduring, but questions abound about how a botched military withdrawal now leaves them at the mercy of the Taliban.